Blake pressed a button. Grinding metal shrieked as the hatch opened for a long window revealing four skeletal chairs with patients strapped into each one. They fought against the restraints, but their mouths were covered to prevent them from screaming. There were two men and two women. All appeared to be in their 50s or older. Metal arms extended down from the ceiling, injecting each of them with some sort of sedative. The patients all went still within seconds. Six technicians entered the room from a side door. They looked up to the observation window and waited.
These four patients all have advanced stages of SANS. They're older than our average patients, too. Without their chips, they will die. I know what you're thinking, that sacrificing these people is evil. But imagine what that sacrifice will do for the greater good.
For the greater good?
Precisely.
There must be another way.
You do realize that humanity is on the brink of extinction. You think these people are more important than the entire human race?
You're not listening to me. I'm saying they aren't the solution.
And what do you know about solutions?
Apeiron is still out there, in some form. She could help us do everything you're asking me to do without killing hundreds of innocent people like Chloe.
And how are we going to find her? Even more important, how can we trust her at this point? Even if we ignored her so-called lie about HROS 1, she could now be corrupted by Dr. Cross. We can't afford to rely on AI ever again. We must destroy AI so this will never happen again. I was once a believer. I hated the Coalition. I thought they were savages. But they had some things right.
Blake walked over to the window and directed his datapad at the men in the left chair. The technicians pulled out energy knives.
Prepare for transmission.
The techs activated their blades, the daggers glowing red hot. A chirp sounded as the datapad emitted a signal to the hybrids. At first, nothing happened. The four patients all remained slouched and still. But then came the twitching of a foot, and a hand and a head. Jason stepped over to the window, right next to Blake.
Now for the real test.
The technicians unsecured the straps on the patients and set the hybrids on the ground. Their limbs and bodies continued twitching. All of the techs left through the door they'd entered.
And so it begins.
With a tap on the datapad, he transmitted another signal to the LS-88 chips. Veins bulged across the patients' limbs and foreheads. Their wide, terrified eyes flitted about. Jason stared, unable to quite process what happened next. They all leapt to their naked feet, letting out howls of rage.
Remarkable.